At 14 warrior transition units across the country, the Army uses a mix of traditional medical and psychological care, adaptive sports, and physical therapy to help ill and wounded soldiers transition back to military service or civilian life. But the Warrior Transition Battalion at Madigan Army Medical Center in Washington State has added a slightly unusual activity to that mix: diving with sharks. The program is a partnership with a local aquarium, and it's meant to treat pain, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Brian Kaskin is a physical therapy assistant at Madigan. He spoke with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu about Operation Shark Dive.
Starting kind of from the beginning, the participants, soldiers, actually get a little brief overview about what's in the tank, some background behind sharks, you know, what is happening with the shark population in general across the world these days, and then also talking about the breathing regulators, so what it's going to be like underwater. Once we kind of go through that informational block, we get them dressed up into dry suits, get them fitted for everything, walk out to the pool, or actually the aquarium, and they climb down a ladder into a cage and get submerged.
And so from what I gather, it sounds like you're trying to serve multiple purposes here. It sounds like it's part therapy, part recreation, part physical fitness for soldiers who have physical limitations that would keep them from doing more traditional PT. If I've got that about right, walk us through the various objectives.
Yeah, most definitely. So it's multifaceted. It covers, one, in general, just an exposure to something that most people don't get to see or hear about. And again, just the education on a global scale of shark populace and what's going on in our world. But for us, we're more looking at a mental state. A lot of the times you're going to see a more of a relaxing, calming effect coming from this dive, kind of feeding off of that grounding mentality or being, you know, aware of your surroundings. So once you come underwater, you're very aware of your surroundings, and that can have a grounding effect, bringing somebody's mentality kind of back to themselves. So they start looking at all the stuff that's around them, and you feel more centered, so kind of a calming effect in that. And then physically speaking, when your breath is regulated, when you're on that regulator, you start controlling your breathing quite a bit. And so when just the focus on that breath and breath control actually has a effect on your blood pressure. So that's all going to lower and kind of induce that calming effect.
And so on that front, is the objective to try and teach people how to breathe more consciously once they're out of the tank in their ordinary day-to-day lives?
Yeah, so it feeds into some of the other stuff that our other teams within the WTU are doing. So just kind of a diaphragmatic breathing or a relaxing breath.
Where did this idea originate? I mean, it you know, on its face, it seems a little bit off the wall, but who came up with the idea of using dives as therapy?
Well, and generally, we try to think outside the box. You know, we try to stretch the limits and find new ways to kind of handle stuff. The idea actually has come from Point Defiance. They, as I understand it, they have had the program before. They run it for the regular populace as kind of a informational type of deal, and you pay out of pocket to go in there. So anybody can go and do it. And so they reached out to us and said, hey, we think this would be a great thing. And the whole team here, you know, command, physical therapy department, the whole team is very receptive to new and outside the box ideas. And they just jumped on it, went for it.
What's the, for your purposes, who's the precise target audience? I mean, is it certain categories of physical disabilities or psychological issues that you're trying to get after?
We spread it pretty well. So in some cases, I have patients who can't participate in a lot of things, but this is definitely one thing they could get on board with. So we might move them to the front of the line just to get them kind of involved with us, get them involved with our stuff. Once they see they can do this one thing, then we can start talking about, all right, how do we adapt the other things that we have to fit their needs? So we, you know, anything from physical to mental limitations definitely works for a broad audience.
Why sharks exactly? I mean, is that just a matter of confronting something that most people are afraid of?
Kind of a combination of reasons. One, availability, like it was a already standing operation that was going on that they were doing, so it was easy to fall in on. And it does cover down on that, you know, fear. People have that fear of sharks, and this is just a way to address a fear and go head on at it.
How many participants have you had so far, and what's the feedback been like?
I believe we're in the neighborhood of 60 personnel have gone through, somewhere in that neighborhood, and feedback is positive every single time. I've never had a negative reaction or anybody that just said it was a waste of time.
Clinically, I mean, can we draw any conclusions yet about how effective this has been as a therapeutic tool?
I think you'd have to kind of do a better case study and more detailed information. Now, that being said, there are case studies out there in working with animals and how that affects the brain cognitively, and then because of that, how it affects the physical form. You know, once their brain is a little bit more in a better state, then your physical health can improve.
You mentioned earlier that this folds in, or that this is part of a larger whole of services that are provided by the Warrior Transition Battalion. It's not as though you're a full-time shark dive provider. How does this fit in with everything else you guys are working on?
So just one of the many facets. So we've got physical therapy, occupational therapy. When a soldier is involved or assigned to the WTU, they're whole job is to heal and get better and either return to duty or to work on going back to civilian life. So there's everything from pain clinics, and it's just kind of a whole circle approach to treatment.
That's Brian Kaskin, a physical therapy assistant at Madigan Army Medical Center near Tacoma, Washington, speaking with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu. We'll link to more information about Operation Shark Dive at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.